We're joined in the studio now. Well, we were going to be joined by Eric Frost, but he brought along two friends, Bill Hansen and Barbara Jean Johnson. Welcome, all of you.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. So, Eric, we've been trying to get you on the program for months. Thank you for making the time to come.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being persistent.
Yeah. And got two guitars, and Barbara Jean's going to sing when we get to a song, but... You two have been playing music together for quite a while, yes?
Yeah, we have, and actually, there's more that, well, we've been playing together. I'm talking about Bill.
Yes.
Bill and I have been playing together for a number of years, but it really has picked up, well, pretty much since last summer and this winter, we've really been playing a lot. Bill comes down to my gigs. He says that... it's nice that my name is the only one on the marquee so that he can show up or not. So he's not bound by dates.
But he
shows up more often than not.
Now you are three of a group of five people called Unnamed Stream, right?
Correct.
And do you play in another group as well, Eric?
No, not really. I've played in a couple of groups, but no, Unnamed Stream is really... the band of my best friends, so it's pretty nice to be able to play.
I guess. And you do a lot of solo gigs too. I know, weren't right. you playing at Bluefin the other night?
I was there on Wednesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where is your next?
You know, it's funny, I was thinking of that as I pulled in. I don't really have a whole lot to promote tonight, which is just fine. and actually, all three of us were talking. It's the first weekend in a long time that none of us have anywhere to be.
Wow.
On a weekend, which, you know, hasn't really happened since April, and we're kind of looking forward to it. It's kind of nice, you know, as fall comes in.
That's how we got lucky enough to get you in the studio then.
Oh, thanks.
Excellent. That's great. Well, I think we should ask you for a song right away.
Okay,
we got two guitars and...
I just noticed that we're a mic short in here.
No, our blue Barbara mic Jean's going to use mine.
Okay, yeah. Blue mic disappeared.
Okay.
Wherever it went.
So tell us what you're going to play.
This is a song called Horizons. The last time we were on the radio was its public debut, and so it hasn't changed much, but we're going to do it again. Been one for sitting down too long. Well, I pull up my stakes many times, left scars on the ground. This world's too big for me to hear the same old song. And I'm tired of watching people plug their ears and try and sing along. Up around the next river bend. Folks say over time that horizons all begin to blend. When I watch gears of progress, well, they all turn just the same. I can't stand to see we're going back to from where we came. Searching for a better way, trading hours for
debt to pay. Gotta have bigger, faster, newer, throw around a lot more weight. But not in my backyard, none for him, don't you make me late. Don't claim to be no saint. I don't want to ride no high horse and don't want to pass no blame. When I watch the gears of progress, well, they all turn just the same. I can't stand to see we're going back to from where we came.
That was fun.
That's great.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
Really good.
Thank you.
Like the harmony too.
Yeah.
You guys got to play right before one of the. Was it the Unplugged night or was it the night before? Outside down at North House Folk School.
It was the Friday before Unplugged.
Before
yeah.
one of the mountain stage shows.
Correct.
Yeah. I was wondering, it was a little cool out there.
Mm-hmm.
How that work for your instruments?
Well, they don't like it one bit.
No.
No, you know, we were just talking about how delicate these instruments are and how much we demand of them. And they do not like temperature fluctuations or changes in humidity. They are they're very, very picky.
So what do you do? I mean, you have to just keep retuning all
the
time?
Tune all the time,
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of gets in the way a little bit.
it definitely takes the wind out of your sails sometimes.
Yeah, that was the one night that I didn't have tickets for, so I didn't hear you on Friday night, but Thursday night I did, and you guys sounded great out there.
So you were warming up the crowd for the...
Yeah, we played outside the new blacksmith shop down at North House, and yeah, it was fun. You know, basically everyone who was going to be in the audience was out watching us, including Tim O'Brien, who was smack dab right in the front row, and that was pretty nerve-wracking. But.
Well, well, at least you maybe it'd been better if you hadn't recognized him, huh?
Yeah, it probably would have.
Am I the only listener who doesn't know who that is?
Tim O'Brien?
Yeah.
Ooh, you weren't at Saturday night's concert.
I wasn't.
Or Friday night's, yeah.
Could,
maybe.
Yeah, could you just tell
yeah,
me?
Yeah, very talented musician.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From, I believe that he's in Nashville.
Yeah.
Anyway, most of those folks
originally from West Virginia, though. He had connections to Mountain Stage.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it had to be exciting to get that opportunity to play down there and all those folks, 700 and some odd folks in the tent and a lot of people listening. Of course, the Splinters, it's old hat for the Splinters, isn't it, Bill?
Well, I don't know about playing on Mountain Stage. We said we weren't on Mountain Stage, but I like to say, yeah, we played more from Mountain Stage.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of wipe my lips as I go past that near word instead of on. But it was an honor to even be involved with that. What a great event that was for music in Cook County. And then afterwards, I was at a local drinking establishment, and many of the Mountain Stage people were there, and they were very complimentary of our opening. It was funny because they explained to me, they said the people on the artists that played on Friday night were listening to us on Thursday night, but they said the artists that are on Mountain Stage are in the back room practicing right up to the last second.
Oh, yeah.
Frantically. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was good to hear. They're not such pros that they just gonna go out there and knock it off. They were they said, oh no, we're backstage sweating every detail, and then they come out. So then the people that played on Thursday night listened to us on Friday night. So that was, and they were very nice. They were very sweet to us and encouraging.
And I'm glad you guys were a part of it.
Yeah, we were happy to be involved.
And now that I know that, lucky it wasn't snowing, you know? That could have happened.
The weather was cooperative, yeah. Couldn't ask for a better weekend in Grand Marais.
Yeah. Barbara Jean doesn't have a microphone to speak into until it's ready for her to sing
Let's
again.
Let's make fun of her, though.
Yeah, well, she can't talk.
Yeah.
I think you'd lose your microphone about that time. Maybe it's a good time for another tune. We can involve her that way.
Yeah, we'd like to do a tune that Bill wrote. He's going to get set up for it here. But he wrote this tune after he spent some time traveling in Africa and kind of got to see the whole backpacker scene. And came up with this one. It's a fun one.
Met you where the river abides, swimming in your eyes of blue. Pulled that glove from your lily white hand, and you said you loved me too. Travelers travel on, miss you when you're gone. Stay at home, we'll stay at home, and the travelers travel on. When we danced all night and you wore that dress so fine, I asked if you would marry me and you answered me unkind. Travelers travel on, miss you when you're gone. Stay at homes, we'll stay at home, and the travelers travel on. Shoe your pretty little feet, and who's gonna take the time? Who's gonna hold you in their arms and make you change your mind? Oh, travelers travel on,
miss you when you're gone.
Stay at homes, we'll stay at home, and the travelers travel on. Days I'll travel again, I'll set my compass true. Bid farewell to my own sweet home and travel right back to you. Oh, travelers travel on,
miss you when you're gone.
Stay at homes, we'll stay at home, and the travelers travel on. Oh, the stay at homes, we'll stay at home, travelers travel on.
Very fun.
Love that one. Bill, you wrote that?
I did.
Awesome. Pull your mic up, would you?
So it's fiction, I point out. Just in case my wife is listening. Oh, well.
I hope she's listening.
No, it was, I got to travel to Africa, really fun, last winter, and that's a whole story in itself. But at one point, we went into a tourist area where a lot of backpackers are, that world travelers that run around with backpacks all over the world, and I suffered intense jealousy.
Oh, I bet.
And the song came from that.
So I have to say, of all the talents I don't possess, and there are many, singing harmony is the one I would really like the most.
Yeah.
That was really pretty.
Yeah, me too. Practice.
Well, I think everybody out there heard Barbara Jean Johnson's voice on that one. Coming in, beautiful voice.
Lovely.
And something we haven't had a chance to talk about much on the Roadhouse yet has been your success down at the Big Top, Chautauqua, winning a major award down there. And man, that's got to be exciting and fun. And
It was exciting. It was very exciting. It was actually really nerve-wracking at the time. I felt pretty sick for a good day. But afterward, it's a lot of fun to look back on, so.
You felt sick because?
I get really nervous, especially really? Something like that, when you have to like go up and play. And I had to play by myself and in front of a bunch of judges and an audience. It's, you know, you're being judged.
A lot of pressure.
It's, yeah.
If I had even a quarter of your talent, I'd be out there shouting, you know?
I don't doubt that, Buck. Just kidding.
She appears calm. She appears calm.
Yeah.
That was a good one, Barbara G. Yeah.
Well,
and we are hoping to get her on a future show just to play by herself and hear about her performance.
She could be accompanied.
Well, yes.
Yeah, she could have certain musicians come in and help her.
Yes. Did you have some in mind?
You know, we can talk about that.
So yeah, I know you just wrote that song, and I know BJ is a songwriter. Are you a songwriter as well, Eric?
Yeah, that first song we played, I wrote that one. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Thanks.
How do you go about starting to write a song? It seems so daunting to me.
Well, at least for me, they just kind of come to me. It's usually early in the morning. I wake up long before Jessa, my fiddle-playing wife, does. And, a lot of times they come from dreams or whatever, and then you just kind of sit down and then they kind of unravel and they kind of take a life of its own.
You have to get up and remember them, though. I mean,
well, that's the thing is, you actually have to get up and do it. And I guess that's where the work comes in. But you know, it's like any time that you have a good idea, you want to stop and admire yourself for having a good idea.
My favorite quote from a songwriter who was asked that question is Greg Brown. He said, "They just come out like any other bodily function."
That's good.
Ooh. Well, must work for him.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I wonder if we have you got a tune, since we were just talking about Barbara Jean, is there one that she can shine on here?
Well, she made me promise that she's like, "I'll come into the studio with you if I don't have to talk and I just have to sing in the background." So I don't know. That's kind of up to her. It's breaking her.
We have a tight set list.
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
Well, not really. It's pretty loose. But I'll have one. I'll sing. This has become one of my favorite Bob Dylan tunes over the years. And I love singing it with Barbara Jean, and I love playing it with Bill. So we'll do this one.
Queen Jane.
Three members of Unnamed Stream here tonight, Barbara Jean Johnson, Eric Frost, and Bill Hansen joining us. So a lot of fun, Anne.
Yeah, that was lovely. Era is that Dylan song from? I have to say I've never heard it.
That is Queen Jane Approximately, which I believe, oh man, I think it's off of Highway 61 Revisited. Hmm. Or
Blood on the Tracks.
Blood.
It's not on Blood on the Tracks, because that's one of my favorites, and I know that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, I knew you were going to ask that, and I thought about it. I was like, oh, man, because it's one of my favorite Dylan tunes, and whatever.
Yeah, boy, have you stumped Frosty. You've done some stumping. This guy usually
wasn't
chapter and verse.
Yeah.
Especially when he's singing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the other member of our band, Bump, if you're listening, he's probably
shouting it right now.
Yeah.
I could Google that, you know.
Planet Waves, third song.
Well, I know I'm going to spend the rest of this interview period not trying to throw any more softballs to Barbara Jean, because she can hit them out of the park.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've learned that one. So, anyway, yeah, it's great to have you guys here tonight. And there's five members of Unnamed Stream, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's correct.
The other one being, should know that one.
Yeah, my wife, Jessa Frost, she plays fiddle, and she's actually out of town this weekend. So
probably a well-deserved break after the big event down at North House.
Yeah, correct.
I would think, sure. Now, Bill, I don't know if all of the audience knows. Of course, most everybody will know. Bill Hansen, you along with your wife, Cindy, run Sawbill Outfitters, and also it's your home. That's where I was leading to, because when a fire is threatening not just your business but also your home, that's something that gets your attention.
Well, it's nerve-wracking, although I have to say we got really, really lucky, and everything's fine at home. We just had a bad day, which pales in comparison with what a lot of other people have gone through, so we just feel so grateful and lucky.
Yeah.
And you know, the one thing that I just quick takeaway is just what a great community this is. We probably had, on the day of the bad blow up of the fire, we probably had 200 phone calls offering help. People with trucks, people with semis saying, we'll be up there, we'll get, you know, other outfitters. An outfitter from Ely that I don't even know called and said, I've got three trailers and trucks, we'll be right over. The folks at Gunflint Lodge called, offered to let us set up business in their conference room and basically run a competing outfitter right, you know, in their building.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, just so much love comes pouring out. Our competitor, Sawtooth Outfitters, offered help. Everybody, you know, it was just, and that's, you know that about this community, because you see it all the time, but when you're on the receiving end, it really we're so profoundly grateful to everyone. And
big part of why we all live here.
Absolutely.
That is awfully
what
sweet.
What a great
Let
community.
Me just say that Eric was right. It is Highway 61 Revisited, 1965.
Of course.
It was the single to the B-side to One of Us Must Know.
Right. Huh. That's what I thought.
Good work.
Yeah, I got to say that didn't sound familiar to me either.
Mm-mm. Well, I kind of mixed up the arrangement. I just took the lyrics.
Oh, well, that's all right. I think you can do that. I guess you can do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have time for, I think, one more tune.
Yep.
Okay.
And now, did you come prepared for one more?
Sure. We can do one more. This is another one that I wrote, and I love playing this song in the fall just because, well, it's about the fall, and and this time of year is just my favorite, when things start slowing down and you get to meet up with friends and the craziness of summer is kind of behind you, and you have this whole winter of great community to look forward to. So this is a song When Nothing's Wrong.
Two nickels and make a dime, but now the rent's paid through next month, me and you gonna probably end up feeling fine. Well, our laundry's on the line, it's yours next to mine, clean air doing our work for free, and the shadows it casts look a lot like a dance, front yard puppets of you and me. Songs don't get played on the radio. No one wants hear what I say. Well, the guilt's setting in every time I begin to write a song when nothing's wrong. Tomatoes on the vine, and it's your hand in mine. The first fire of falls in the stove. As we sit here all night, neath the warmth and the light, flames learning what I already know. That I could listen to bad news in search of a muse, write a song in a minor key. But I'd be wasting my time trying to write me some lines, talking bad things about you and me. Happy songs don't keep played on the radio. No one wants to hear what I say. Well, the guilt's setting in every time I begin to write a song about nothing's wrong. Sink, dog hair covering the floor, and I ain't been home an hour all week. And I'm driving to town singing other people's songs. It's the only lonesome I can keep. Now the rain's feeding the stream, flowing like you and me. It's running and never standing still. Even when it seems, Lord, it's got room yet to grow. Been around long enough to know. Happy songs don't get played on the radio. No one wants to hear what I say. Well, the guilt's setting in every time I begin to write a song when nothing's wrong. Can't write a song when nothing's wrong. Can't write a song.
Really nice. We've been listening to Bill Hansen, Barbara Jean Johnson, and Eric Frost, three members of Unnamed Stream, some of which are also in another band that's well-known locally. So I really want to thank you guys for taking your time to come in tonight. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, great. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course, the other secret band is the Splinters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very different style of music.
We all love to dance, too.
But really, Frosty, it's been fun to watch Frosty develop as a musician over the mm-hmm. last couple of years, and he's knocking it out of the park when he plays around the area here, so come out, people, and see him, because he's a really talented guy, and more new songs on the way, and it's really fun to watch everybody develop and keep music rolling in this community.
It sure is. We're so lucky here to have so many talented musicians. And as you look around, I remember one night when we were on, I think we had 17 different artists out there playing in one night across the county. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is absolutely amazing for a county this size. And mm-hmm. And the thing is that it's working. The resorts are happy. The visitors are happy. The musicians are happy. It's I feel extremely fortunate to live here in a place that is supporting of music.
Live music.
Yeah, live music. It's great. It's so rare. I have so many people from the Twin Cities come up and say, we haven't seen live music in so long. And, you think that they live where it's so accessible, but it's becoming more and more rare.
When I was young, it was the usual group out at Colville Town Hall. And it doesn't take a lot of folks to pack that place. So things have changed.
That was good fun, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Good tradition.
Absolutely. I just want to put in a plug, because Frosty, you do have a gig October
14th?
Well, 14th, yeah. The 14th and 15th, yeah, of October.
At
so.
Papa Charlie's or
where? Yeah, the 14th is at Papa Charlie's and the 15th is at Lutzen Resort.
Well, that sounds like fun. Of course, we'll remind everybody prior to that again, but put it on your calendar. And who's going to be joining you on that gig?
Who knows?
Oh, anybody.
Yeah, they're kind of open invitations for all the members of the band. And so some nights you get just me and some nights you get a whole band. So it keeps things interesting.
Well, we're going to keep our ears open on WTIP and we'll know when it's happening. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thanks for having
us. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Buck.